Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, and let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, today is Thursday, and it's December 26th. Yes. Christmas Day has come and has passed. Praise the Lord. Well, you've dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and you have a strong and powerful connection with the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. We are a global prayercast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Welcome to our program. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. I trust that you're doing fine. How are you today? How do you feel? Maybe a little tired from all of the fun on yesterday, the high-energy assembly of friends and family and food. Yeah, lots and lots of food. Well, I'm awesomely favored on this day and divinely powered, and I consider myself blessed. That means favored. To be envied. So welcome and thank you for joining us today. Our focus today is the fact that you can have peace. Yes, you can have peace. And we are entering a season, the ending of the year 2013, and with God's help and God's grace, we look forward to welcoming the new year, 2014. So, I don't know about you, but my mind has turned, or my attention has turned in that direction, to look at that reality. But in the meantime, I trust that you had a wonderful time on yesterday. Yesterday, my wife and I were out real early. We had to run an errand, and it was incredible, at least in our minds, the atmosphere in our city. I don't know what was going on elsewhere because we weren't there, but we were certainly in our city and its environs, and it was peaceful. I mean, it seems like everything was under control. you know, it was not as crazy and bustly as it usually is, and there may be many reasons for that, but it sure felt good. And the timing was right, because with the arrival of the King, Jesus Christ, his birth on earth, that was the day the angel said, peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. Peace on earth and goodwill. So I trust that you enjoyed peace on yesterday. We shouldn't take that for granted, but we trust that that's what you experienced, peace. And I know at our home, we had peace. It was great. It was absolutely great. And I'm so thankful for the traditions passed on to myself and to my siblings from our parents, of having that be a very special, special time. And it was incredibly so. It was more than we expected, really. And I really felt the weight and the responsibility as being the firstborn among my siblings, and what is required of me personally in following through on the tradition of family coming together on a special occasion like that. So I can almost say I felt my mom's and my parents' presence. I really did. Of course, they're not with us. That's just all the things they left with us and in us and for us. It testified loudly to what they did. And so it would seem as if they were right there. Of course, they're with the Lord, and they're in a much better place. But we know that their prayers that they offered before they left this earth are before the Lord, and we sense and feel it. So that's a brief praise report, if I may give one, on our experience with yesterday. Of course, I'm feeling a little bit tired because, I mean, it was not just yesterday. It was days leading up to yesterday, all the preps and things that went with that. But it was incredible. It was great. So we praise God and we thank Him. Now, I'm opening up your lines, and I would love for you to share your thoughts. If you have a praise report like I just gave one, share it with us. And if you have a prayer burden on your heart, well, share that too, so that we can bring that before the Lord. Actually, before you actually speak, let me open this session with prayer. Let us go before the Lord. Please join me. Father, we do thank you for this day. It's the day following yesterday, and yesterday was awesome. Yesterday was great. It was spectacular. We sensed and felt your peace that you have provided for the earth and for the nations. Of course, we have to embrace it, and we have to wrap our arms and our hearts around what you've done. We have to have confidence and belief in all that you've done. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the salvation that came with the birth of Jesus Christ. For the first time, the earth has experienced the clear manifestation of redemption and salvation with his birth. And we thank you, Lord, for what you did so long ago, and the effects that we are experiencing now, the benefits. Your benefits are truly awesome. And so we thank you today. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us. You did promise that you would. If we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us And Father, we're confessing our weaknesses, our failures, places and times that we've disappointed you, even on yesterday and this day. And we thank you, Lord, today for forgiveness. We have the confidence that you keep your word. You do keep your word. So we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for the value in importance and efficacy of the blood that was shed for us by your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to apply that to our hearts, apply that to our condition, so that we are covered with his righteousness as we dare to accept your invitation to stand in your presence and to come seeking you just like the wise men. And we come knowing that you're in charge and that you do rule and overrule. So we can put all of our concerns before you, rest them right at your feet. So we thank you today and we praise your name because of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, our theme today, our focus is that you can have his peace, and you can have it today. If you're searching for peace, you're among many today who find it elusive. And what is peace? Peace is the quality of undisturbed confidence in God's ability to rule over his creation. The Lord gave me that today as I waited before him. And I that's something that I want to keep. That is mine. He gave it to me. And let's look at that definition again. Peace is the quality of undisturbed confidence in God's ability to rule over his creation. That's wide and sweeping. Because it is so. Therefore, your circumstances do not affect his ability and power. Therefore, you can stand in peace and see the salvation of the Lord. Seek him out and have peace. It may feel strange, but he wants you to have it. Why does it feel strange? Because there are times that we are conditioned and feel more comfortable being disturbed, worrying, anxious, and so forth. But peace comes because it is his peace when we accept it. It's a confidence. It's the quality of undisturbed confidence in God's ability to rule over his creation. So whatever your circumstances, your challenges, we all have them. Well, our confidence in his ability to rule over his creation is what gets us through. So, once again, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And what's your say as we prepare to go to prayer? What's your say on the matter? What's your praise report? What's your prayer request? Your line is open, and we invite you to voice it even now while you have the opportunity. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ.
Good morning, Hallelujah. Pastor Gregory.
Good morning. Let me see who I can guess this is. This person is calling in from a long ways. I wonder what the temperature is in the south. I know the sun is not up, but it probably is about 70 degrees, no less than that. Good morning, Sister Linda.
Good morning.
How
are you? I understand you've had a Christmas, and I must tell you, under the circumstances, I just wanted to say I had one of the most blessed Christmas in this past 2 years.
Awesome.
People reach out to me in a way that they have not reached out to me. I had a Christmas breakfast with my support group.
Wow.
Then I came back, got ready, went to Christmas dinner, came back, went to Christmas dessert, and then on Tuesday night, the Sons of Allen came by and had a little service with me, and I was just so blessed. Many, many phone calls, many, many cards. So this was a Christmas that kept my mind occupied, and I just wanted to say I felt overwhelmingly blessed this Christmas.
Well,
and
that's a wonderful report. That's a wonderful report, and I'm certainly glad to hear it. And I'm happy that you had that kind of experience. And that's what it's about, really. We are all blessed in various ways, and certainly we should reach out to others. It's about giving and sharing. It's about loving and being loved, and sometimes we find that difficult in a world that really needs more of Him. And so, but I felt the edge and the tension and the crisis components kind of were they were off on yesterday. They weren't on duty, and so it provided for a wonderful atmosphere. We reached out, did some reaching out of our own here, and it was just powerful. It was just powerful. So thank God for that report. Well, that's wonderful. What's the temperature in your zone right now about?
It's going to reach about 50 degrees today. Right now we have a little rain, but we are going to reach about 50 degrees today. But right now it's even feeling very comfortable. So we are doing good right now down here.
Okay. Well, the temperature here was... It was very, it was real chilly on yesterday, but it's, we suppose that it may be a little better. It's now about 29 degrees in our zone. And, but we thank God. We are up, we're alive, we have another day in which to praise Him. So we thank Him. So thank you for that report. Does anyone else have a comment or a report on what it's like for them? You know, praise Him. Don't be bashful. Praise Him while you have breath.
Father, that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And so this morning, because I have breath, I will give praise and thanks and honor and glory to the Almighty God that He allowed me to see another Christmas day. And
wonderful.
Not only just another Christmas day, I was able to spend Christmas with my eldest daughter for the first time together in 20-something years, because that's how long I've been away from my homeland of Trinidad and Tobago. She was back there, now she's up here, and so we were able to spend the Christmas together with other of her siblings, other of my children, and we had a wonderful time. I just give thanks to the Lord. It was a sense of safety. I myself had to go out early yesterday morning, and it was 19 degrees out there.
Yeah, it was chilly.
I did feel at peace, and even though it was cold, and I walked to where I was going, but it was just so quiet and so peaceful. I didn't even feel. I thought that I would have felt the cold more, but I didn't. And it was peaceful. It was peaceful. And so I give God thanks. I give Him praise. I don't know about anybody else, but I have a lot to give God thanks for. And I just honor Him. I just honor Him. I thank Him for life. I thank Him for everything that I have and everything that I am, because I'm nothing without Him. I'm nothing without the Savior. I'm nothing without my Lord. And so I give him glory.
Amen.
And I thank him. Amen.
Well, that's what peace is, the quality of undisturbed confidence in God's ability to rule over his creation. And what we're hearing, friends, we're hearing testimonies of God's goodness and his grace and how particular he is in tending to our needs and even some of our wants. I mean, if I go down the list, I'm just awed at what he has done. On yesterday and days leading up to it. And so I'm left with confidence in his ability to take us through the coming end of the year, which happens to be approximately a few days from now, about another week or so. The new year will be here. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful. We have anticipation about the coming year and all of the possible challenges with that. However, above anticipation and what rules over the anticipation is the quality of undivided confidence. I'm sorry, undisturbed confidence in his ability to rule over whatever happens, whatever exists. He has the ability to rule. Let me, join me, please, as I take a look at the scripture briefly, and then we'll begin to pray and intercede. I'm looking at Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16, and you know, the book of Revelation was basically authored by Christ himself, with John the apostle being the what we would call in today's world the shadow writer. Jesus told him what to write. He dictated to him, so to speak. But there's something in the 16th verse of the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, and it goes like this. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So look at it this way. He promises to be and is the bright and morning star. In other words, he's saying one of my names is I am the bright and the morning star. And so every day we get up, understand that he is the star of the morning, and he is the bright one. I just want to leave that with you, because that's quite a bit to chew on. It really is. It's awesome. So that's the light that illuminates our confidence, our undisturbed confidence in his ability to rule over his creation. So let all anxiety subside and drain away. Allow the confidence in God's ability, that undisturbed peace, to rise higher and higher in your spirit. Okay. All right. We'll just go to prayer. If you have a prayer request, right now is a good time to voice it. Your lines are open. If not, I'm going to take up our agenda. And our agenda includes the idea we want God to visit us. We want revival. We want God to visit us in our individual lives in a special way this coming year. We also want God to revive his people, the people of God that are everywhere. They're all across this land and across the earth. We want a visitation. We want some catalytic event, some event that he oversees that causes the fires of heaven and of the Holy Spirit to spread in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our nation, and other nations as well, throughout the churches as well, throughout the marketplace. Now, that seems to be a tall order, and it is, and it's something to be desired. And so we want a visitation. So let us pray. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to pour into our spirits the confidence and the joy that the Lord will visit us in a special way this year that is coming. A visitation that gives us a clear indication that we have the victory. It's a manifestation of the victory and the fact that Emmanuel, God with us, and that's one of the names that were given to Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for all that you've done already. We are impressed, not depressed, but impressed with all that you've done, what you've shown to us personally, in our communities, in our nation, and around the world. You've shown us, Lord, that in fact you are the Prince of Peace, your Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. You're all of that and more to us. And for that, we thank you that you've caused us to discover these treasures that are real. And Father, we ask for more of you. We seek more of you. We know that you want to bring us closer to yourselves. We want to have a closer walk with you. We ask for a visitation in our personal lives by the Holy Spirit, in our communities and across the land, across the nation, among the nations. Send us a sign that we shall not forget. In the name of Jesus, so that our confidence in the undisturbed ability that you have to rule over your creation continues in our minds and our hearts. We thank you today for all that you've done. We cannot give you enough praise. We pray that this coming year we'll just come ever closer to you. Closer. We will seek you with more urgency, with more intent, with more priority. You will continue to be the bright and morning star, the star that lights up our day at the very beginning, even while it's yet dark. You will continue to rise in our hearts, our spirits, and our lives as the sun does. In Jesus' name. So we thank you that you are the bright and morning star. You light our way. We will continue to seek you every day as long as you give us the grace, the opportunity, confidence to allow that. We thank you for those that are joining us live and those that are streaming our program at other times during the day. We pray that this program will be an important asset. It will continue to be so. And that you will continue to direct us and direct every word, direct every program. You be the producer in the name of Jesus, so that this program called Global Time with Jesus Christ will be the blessing to the nations, because you are God, and that it's you that we need to know more of. It is you that we need to come closer to. It is you that will bring peace to this earth. It is you that will bring peace among the nations. So we desire that. And we ask that we have the confidence to continue to rely, to expect and to anticipate your presence in a mighty way. Even as the kingdom of darkness would rear its ugly head and rise to oppose us and to oppose your plans and purposes with us, for us, and in us, we thank you, Lord, that we are having the victory because you've given it to us. We're securing it. We're embracing the victory in all things. In all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. We bless you on this day and trust that the afterglow of yesterday will just be a blessing to you as you meditate and think on what God did on yesterday for you, with you, and in your family, and how blessed you are that it will cause you to praise him even the more. And be in expectation of him doing even greater things. So get some rest today. I'll try to do that. I have lots of work on my agenda. However, I'll try to get some rest if that knowledge helps you. I'll try to get some rest. But you do too. And let us do a benediction. And I'm looking at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 20 for a benediction. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. I trust that you would invite someone to join our program in the coming days. And also, please be reminded that from midnight the 4th of, the 5th, actually, it's the beginning day of the 5th, we enter 21 days of consecration, a fast. It's a partial fast. It's a Daniel fast. And what that means is that from the 5th to the 25th, we'll be plant strong. We'll be consuming only vegetables, peas, beans, those kinds of things. So in the coming days leading up to that, I will explain what the instructions are and what it is. And one of the things we'll be fasting from is the TV. Not that we won't look at it. We need to keep up with the news and what's going on in our communities and around. However, we will ration that for ourselves. We'll focus on prayer and the Word of God so that our spirits are fed. Our bodies will suffer a little bit, but our spirits will be rejoicing and be renewed. So pray about how you may participate in that. And if you have illness, well, you'll want to talk to your doctor before you do that. At least that's what we advise. But this is a partial fast. It's not a complete fast. But it does work powerfully for our spirits. And the side benefits is our bodies. There's a cleansing that occurs as well. So your health returns speedily. So God bless you, and go in peace.
Thank you.